In a class action lawsuit filed Friday, four church members accused Gateway of misappropriating millions of dollars in donations known as a tithe.
So when you talk about giving money to the Bride of Christ, which is the church, you expect it to be handled biblically based.
Valentina Hansen is a former member who claims she's been banned from the church for speaking out. She says tithes can actually total thousands of dollars per family.
Tithing has to be one of the most controversial topics in the Bible behind what is true salvation, who's going to be saved, and who isn't. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, this is an argument that has been going on since the beginning of time. But one thing we are not confused about is where that money should go. Many of us have church business meetings where they say, well, this money's going to the children's choir, this money is going to missionary work or for the sick and shut-in. And those decisions are made by the church themselves. And unfortunately, I am under the assumption that when you give tithe, it is your responsibility to figure out where that money is going, because God gave the responsibility to you to give back to your community. Now, if you feel that your church is going to be better at it, or that the money that you give is aligned with your values and beliefs, then go ahead and let the church do what it needs to do. But we're going to cover a story today by Gateway Church, who's accused of misusing the tithes in a new class action lawsuit. Yes, we are getting into the courts. A lot of times they say, just have faith and you should trust the church of what they're doing with the money. You should trust God. It's like, I trust God. I just don't trust you. It is my responsibility. We can't be lazy, brothers and sisters, and just move the decimal point over one move to give our 10% to the church and feel that we're just going to get our way into heaven. It is our responsibility to make sure the money we're giving is going to make an impact, and not just our money, but our time, our resources. It doesn't necessarily have to be an institution, because once again, churches are businesses. They're 501c3s. The government recognizes them as an entity, and they're taxed as such, or not taxed as such in these cases for a nonprofit. So what I want you to do, we're going to watch this news take on Gateway Church, and then we are actually going to go to the actual court documents and see exactly what's plaguing this mega church in Texas. Listen to this.
Gateway Church is now facing another lawsuit. Some members claim the church failed to give millions of dollars to global charities that the money was promised for, all of it coming on the heels of its lead pastor and founder, resigning this summer. Our Amelia McGovern walking us through the new accusations tonight.
In a class action lawsuit filed Friday, four church members accused Gateway of misappropriating millions of dollars in donations known as a tithe.
So when you talk about giving money to the Bride of Christ, which is the church, you expect it to be handled biblically based.
Valentina Hansen is a former member who claims she's been banned from the church for speaking out. She says tithes can actually total thousands of dollars per family.
So on the low end, I will say probably $5,000 in a year. To the high end, probably six figures being given to the church.
And now we give 15% to missions, and then 15% of that goes to Jewish ministry. But we've realized it's sometimes even more than that.
At a conference last year, former lead pastor Robert Morris said 15% of the church's yearly revenue goes to ministries across the world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we have a crazy story. If you don't have any background on Gateway Church, don't worry, we're going to catch you up. But it seems the church is facing more controversy, and it revolves around this pastor. If you're unfamiliar with Pastor Robert Morris, he recently resigned from Gateway Church after a child sex abuse case. And Pastor Robert Morris, he admitted to inappropriate behavior with this young lady. And now it's coming out that the tithes are being mishandled. As I said earlier, we are going to go into the actual court documents, but I just want to catch you up to speed to let you know exactly what we're dealing with here.
The lawsuit says a CPA oversaw Gateway Global Ministries. That CPA claims the church's revenue totaled more than $100 million, but he only saw more than $3 million given to global missions.
Where has the money really gone? Did it go to any cause?
The four church members are now wanting their money back, but say the church will not offer them a refund, despite promises made by Morris.
If you are not fully satisfied at the end of that year, I'll give you your money back.
Our clients do not want to sue their church, but they deserve answers, and we're going to have to get subpoena power to get those answers.
Gateway Church did send us a statement that reads in part, "These are serious allegations. Some of these concerns were brought to us recently, and we are actively investigating them. Funds donated to our church are sacred, and it is important that we hold ourselves to the highest biblical standards of ethics and integrity."
This is spot on. Yeah, funds donated to your church, they are sacred, and it's important that they hold themselves to the highest biblical standards of ethics and integrity. But remember this, brothers and sisters, people in the church are not the church. It is the accumulation of all the people together that makes up the church. So don't feel that just because you question a man who's in the pulpit because he went to seminary school, that for some reason you are disrespecting the church. They are not the church. They are individuals in the church. Just as much as the pastor is now resigned and the church goes forward, the church did not die. He has been kicked out because of his behavior. He is not the church. So if you would have questioned him, let's say 3 years ago, you wouldn't be out of line. This is your money. Once again, it's your responsibility. We say retirement is do it yourself. It's your responsibility. You don't depend on the government. You don't depend on Social Security. You're not depending on your employer. It's do it yourself. We talk about accountability all the time. When you're talking about tithing and giving to the church, it's your responsibility to know who you're dealing with. Now you're thinking, oh, I didn't know he was going through all this. That's fine. That's you. You have the right intention. You're going to be okay. But once you figure this out, just like these people in the court case, you take your tithing somewhere else, someone who's going to actually do God's work the way it is supposed to be. As a Christian financial advisor, I run into this all the time. People think that they could just put Jesus in front of everything and then act like everything's okay. That's not how that works. There's a difference between being a financial advisor who's a Christian and being a Christian financial advisor. As I said before, brothers and sisters, tithing is one of the most controversial topics in the Christian community. I know there's going to be a lot of different opinions about how we should tithe, when we should tithe, who we should tithe to, what is considered tithing, is it still biblical to tithe, is that something that was only in biblical times and doesn't apply now, did Jesus die for us and eliminate all tithing, you know, what is considered the church, is the church in us or is the church a physical location, the tax implications, should the church be tax-free but we should be taxed on our money. There's a big conversation and I'm sure there's going to be hundreds of them in the comments, but I don't want you to think any one doctrine is right. Once again, brothers and sisters, we are all trying to learn more about God and what God wanted. And we're only going to be able to figure that out on Judgment Day when God comes down himself and explain his ways. God knows best. We can guess all that we want to. We can look at the scriptures. We can read them. We can interpret them. We can put our own logic to them, but we can only understand it when God explains it to us. Okay. So let's get into this court document. So it looks like Catherine Leach, Gary Leach, Mark Browder, and Terry Browder are bringing this class action suit against Gateway Church. And it looks like there's a few people that they're naming in this lawsuit. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. Let's go to the summary. It says, this lawsuit is about transparency brought by members whose concern is not money in their pocket, but rather biblical stewardship. Amen. Then senior pastor Robert Morris and Gateway leaders represented that 15% of all tithes dollars would be distributed to global missions and Jewish ministry partners, encouraging church members to generously give toward these ends. Almost like a misrepresentation, right? On the account of the facts set forth herein, plaintiff alleges that Gateway Church and its leaders engaged in misrepresentation, fraud, and breach to contract. Fraud and breach to contract, maybe breach of contract. I don't know. Maybe it's breach to contract in their efforts to induce plaintiffs and other church members to donate money to Gateway on information and belief. Defendants did not use 15% of all money donated for the intended purposes as represented by Robert Morris and Gateway leaders. Attempts to seek transparency and proof that money did in fact go to global missions and Jewish ministry partners have been rebuffed by Gateway elders. This lawsuit is a means of last resort and being pursued with a heavy heart. I love that. I really do. I encourage a lot of my listeners from the show, like since day one, to follow your money. So like, let's say that you're giving to a building fund for your church, then you should be able to go see that building. Or if there is a goal of raising $100,000, you should see how far that money has gone or how much you've contributed. I mean, I'm not saying you have to see other people's finances, but you should see the fruits of your labor. If you said, I want $400 to go to a new saxophone for the children's choir, and 6 months later, you don't see a saxophone, you should be able to raise some questions. Like, listen, I gave thinking I was helping the children's ministry. A lot of times we just give blankly to a church and we have no intention. So it goes into the general fund, meaning these churches can do what they want with the money. But when you earmark that money for specific things, it should go to that specific area. If it doesn't, then you need to take your money somewhere else. Okay. You don't need to be going to a church where they take your money and do what they think is right for it, especially if you want certain things to happen in the church. This is just as much your church as their church. So I love how this is starting and why they're pursuing it, because they are following the money. Too many times we give our tithes for years, year after year after year, and we're allowing people to make decisions on our behalf and the church's behalf. Now, we do need church leaders, but at the same time, we are still equal. Regardless if you're making the decisions or not, it's my money, I get to follow it, and I am responsible for what you do with it. So let's keep going. Do we want to go over the facts? Yeah, let's go over a few facts. Gateway members and other attendees have supported Gateway for over 2 decades with their faithful act of tithing, okay, 20 years. Robert Morris, founding and former senior pastor and other Gateway leaders, told the congregation for years that 15% of all tithes dollars went to global missions work via Gateway Global Ministries, an amount documented in the members' handbook given to new members. It says, encouraging for tithing members, the church was allegedly sending at least $20 million overseas each year. Robert Morris stated in 2023 that about 10 years ago, we passed in our mission giving $20 million a year, but now it's over $25 million. Morris explained his church philosophy of giving to the Jew first, promised that of the tithing dollars funneled to the missions, the first 10% went to Jewish ministries, and sometimes more than that, up to $5 million per year to Jewish ministries. Today, the Gateway site states that the first 15% of Gateway's tithes is set aside to support local, national, and international outreach efforts. Your generosity helps provide resources for ministry partners and people in need around the world. Sounds like a good cause. Let's just go over a few more facts here. It says more statements on the global missions budget suggest over $100 million in annual tithing dollars a decade ago, which lines up with the wealth of the church on a broader scale and annual financial reports. So I think here it's just pretty much talking about how much money they're actually bringing in and how much is supposed to be going out. Now, these are the facts about who came in and when they came in. Financial statements. Let's just keep going here. When the CPA first started at Gateway's, annual revenue was in the $100 million range and rose to about $120 million by 2014. Pastor Roll, he never observed Global Energy Fund giveaway. Oh, okay. However, all right, here we go. So it rose to 120, but he said the CPA's tenure in his executive pastoral role, he never observed the Global Ministries Fund giveaway more than $3 million in any year. Wow. 3%. And you're supposed to be given 15%. Yeah. Depending on this year tithing, that meant that the unspent global fund balance was growing at approximately $10 million per year. Oh my gosh. In spite of that, the other leaders misled the congregation during Global Impact Weekend each year by stating that the full amount was being given to missions when in fact it was not. Oh my gosh. You're getting on stage and you're just lying to the people. Well, these are the allegations. These are the allegations, allegedly. I'm not allegedly. I don't want to be in court going over these documents for defamation or anything. I'm just reading this court order. So if you're listening, this is some good stuff. You can actually look up the case if you want to. It's Leach versus Gateway Church. These are some more facts. I think it's pretty simple as far as what's going on. They did list the parties involved, the plaintiff and the defendant. And as you see here, the defendant is Gateway Church, is a nonprofit corporation organized under the laws of the state of Texas with its principal place of business in South Lake, Texas. Once again, this is a nonprofit corporation. Nonprofit corporation. You see how they don't necessarily use the word church. Church is in the name, but this is a business, ladies and gentlemen. It's organized as such. It operates as such. It pays taxes as such. So let's keep going here. All persons who donated money to Gateway Church in reliance upon the 15% promise for all funds to go to the global mission work. All persons who were not satisfied with the use of their tithes and want their money back pursuant to the guarantee of Senior Pastor Robert Morris. And then plaintiffs reserve the right to amend the definition of the class if discovery or further investigation reveals that the class should be expanded or otherwise modified. So these are the people who are going to be able to be represented in this class action suit. And I think that's pretty nice that there's not an individual suit, but they're trying to get as many people on board as possible. So brothers and sisters, this is a very interesting case that's being held against Gateway Church. But what we really need to understand from this case is that, once again, it is your responsibility to figure out where your money is going. You know, we don't know. When you write that check, you need to make sure you are following your money. I've said it once, I've said it twice, I'll probably say it two or three times. But once again, tithing is a personal relationship between you and God, because you feel that you have enough and you want to give to your community and you want to give through your church because you're thinking that they're giving through a biblical perspective, that they are going to do God's work or they have a further reach than what you do, and you want to contribute with your money. You know, maybe you don't have the time, maybe you don't have the resources, but maybe you have some extra money. That's why I always think it's important to determine how much is enough when you're talking about your finances. That's why we go over the four pillars to Christian investing. We go over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. This is the wealth transfer portion. It's like, once you've already established, some of you are doing very well, you got to do God's work. This is your money. You need to put it in the right place, because there's $12 million as Gateway Church that went to somebody's pocket, you know, somebody's vacation home, somebody's car or something like that. And they're driving around with your tithing and you're like, oh, I give to the church 10%. It's like, yeah, you gave to the pastor's 10% or whoever is involved in this situation. But brothers and sisters, the reason we're covering this on financial advisors say the darndest thing is because you are responsible for your money. If you give all your money out to all these charities because you think you're doing the right thing and you're not, that is going to be on you at a certain point. You cannot blindly give. You know, if you tried to hire me as a financial advisor, once you want to know about me, you'll probably watch many of my videos. You'll probably go to my website. You'll do research about what I'm supposed to provide and how much those costs are going to be. Right? You're going to do your research. And then once I give you the financial plan, you're going to review the financial plan. We're going to talk. But you wouldn't just hire me and say, give me a financial plan, never look at it, and then just pay me the money, would you? You wouldn't. That wouldn't make any sense. I wouldn't even want you to do that. We would want to go over your steps. Hey, how is this working? What can we do better? You know, how are you feeling? Who are we going to bring in? What the account titling looks like? All those things are going to matter when you're developing your financial plan. Same thing with your retirement. And once again, same with this tithing. So brothers and sisters, I don't want you to fall into this trap. So go into the comments. Let me know what you think. How do you feel about tithing? Do you think that we should be given to the church? We take care of ourselves before we start giving to the church, or should we give to the church and have faith God is going to bless us? Well, you let me know how you feel. We may discuss it on a future episode or something like that, because every dollar does matter. Whether it's going to a retirement account or it's going to your tithing, we need to know how we're going to manage our money. Well, brothers and sisters, my name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.